The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Hello, we're back again for another program, and we're going to start out with concert promoter Live Nation. They've announced Lizzo will make a stop in Raleigh next year. The Grammy Award-winning artist will bring the special tour to PNC Arena on May 10th. Lizzo recently won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Competition Program for her Amazon series, Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls. Tickets are already on sale through Ticketmaster. And again, that's the special tour, Lizzo coming to Raleigh in May. Everything has to come to an end, such is the case for Dancing with the Stars. After 17 years and being with the show since season one, head judge Len Goodman has announced he will say goodbye to the dance competition series at the end of the season. During his announcement, Goodman said he's been with the show since it started in 2005, and it has been a huge pleasure to be a part of such a wonderful show. But says he's decided he'd like to spend more time with his grandchildren and family back in Britain. The nominations for the 65th Grammy Awards are out, and Beyoncé landed on top with 9 nominations. Beyoncé earned both Record and Song of the Year nominations for her hit Break My Soul, while her album Renaissance garnered the coveted Album of the Year nomination. Her hubby, Jay-Z, garnered 5 nominations. The Recording Academy notes that nearly half of this year's leading nominees are women, and more than half are people of color. Others of note picking up nominations: Lizzo, Adele, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and the Swedish pop group ABBA. And Grammy-winning musician Roberta Flack, whose hits include Killing Me Softly with His Song, has been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and can no longer sing. Her publicist says the progressive disease had made it impossible for Flack to sing and not easy to even talk. A documentary about Flack's life is set to debut at a film festival in New York next week. It will air on PBS television in the U.S. in January. Flack, 85, also is releasing a children's book in January. She had several number one hits in the 1970s, produced 20 studio albums. She won 4 Grammys and was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2020. All right, let's take a look at what's happening at some of the local clubs in downtown Raleigh. Starting with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Thursday, December 1st, it's Runaway Gin at 8:30. Friday, December 2nd, the Breakfast Club, 80s Party Band at 9. Saturday, December 3rd, Ian No at 8 o'clock. Sunday, December 4th, an evening with Chatham Rabbits at 8. Wednesday and Thursday, the 7th and 8th of December, Delta Ray at 8. Friday, December 9th, the Connells with special guest The Whom at 8:30. Saturday, December 10th, Yarn with the Dune Dogs at 7. Wednesday, December 14th, Andy Frasco and the UN with Little Stranger at 8:30. Thursday, December 15th, the Vagabonds with Grady Spencer and the Works at 8:30. Friday, December 16th, Arrested Development with special guest Terminator X at 8. Saturday, December 17th, Neighbor with Sicard Hollow at 8:30. And Sunday, December 18th, WQDR Christmas show featuring Scotty McCreary, George Burge, and Kylie Morgan. And that show starts at 6:30. Okay, at the Ritz on Industrial Drive, only two shows left the rest of the year. Sunday, December 11th, the Front Bottoms, and Saturday, December 31st, Marcus King, the Youngblood Tour. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Thursday, December 1st, 22 and Good For You, a Taylor Swift versus Olivia Rodrigo night. That starts at 8. Friday, December 2nd, Funk You with Cosmic Superheroes. Saturday, December 3rd, Travers Brothers with Kendall Street Company. Sunday, December 4th, Welcome to Holland with Nathan Head. That show starts at 6:30. Tuesday, December 6th, Freedom Hawk with The Magpie at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, December 7th, Wordplay Dame and Friends featuring Shame Gang, Jay Rashad, and many more. Thursday, December 8th, None After Hours with 3 a.m. Sound, Nige Hood, Kata Light, and Witty. Friday, December 9th, Consider the Source, Max Power Tour with Brutus. Saturday, December 10th, Bit Brigade performs Mega Man 2 plus DuckTales Live with Standards. Sunday, December 11th, Tie for Thought presents North Carolina Got Next Independent Artist Showcase. Thursday, December 15th, Before It's Too Late at 8. Friday, December 16th, Tubab Crew with Jill Paxton. Saturday, December 17th, Randy of Trailer Park Boys. It's Randy's Christmas tour in Raleigh. That show starts at 3. Then that evening, Saturday, December 17th, Dead Letter Office with Caligula Blushed. Sunday, December 18th, Estimate Profit, Grateful Dead Tribute. And that is at 7:30. All right, during Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, also known as DPAC, now through Sunday, December 4th, is Elf the Musical. Of course, the hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphaned child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. That's through December 4th. Elf the Musical. Wednesday, December 7th at DPAC, Allman Family Revival. This is a celebration of the life, spirit, and music of Greg Allman, and it's hosted by his son, Blues Magic Award-winning Devin Allman, and anchored by his group, the Devin Allman Project. Saturday and Sunday, December 10 and 11, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, featuring a live symphony orchestra. The ballet will re-envision the Nutcracker for today's audiences while staying true to its historic roots. We will honor past productions of George Balanchine and Robert Weiss and move this holiday classic forward into our times. That from artistic director Zalman Raphael. Wednesday through Sunday, December 14th through the 18th, Theater in the Parks, A Christmas Carol. With a cast of almost 100, this wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. The humor is topical and sometimes biting, but is woven brilliantly into this Broadway-quality production. This is not your grandparents' version of the Charles Dickens classic. Monday, December 19th, a magical Cirque Christmas. Experience the enchantment of Christmas as magical hostess Lucy Darling takes you through an evening of dazzling performances or performers and breathtaking Cirque artists accompanied by your favorite holiday music performed live. Thursday, December 22nd at Deepak Fantasia. North Carolina native burst onto the scene in 2004 as the season 3 winner of Fox's American Idol. Since then, she's released 5 albums, many of which debuted at number 1 on Billboard's R&B chart. She won a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocalist Performance and was honored with the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Song. Friday, December 23rd, the Hip Hop Nutcracker, a unique and joyful holiday mashup for the whole family. The Hip Hop Nutcracker is a contemporary dance spectacle set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music. Directed and choreographed by Jennifer Weber, the production is performed by a supercharged cast of about a dozen all-star dancers, a DJ, a violinist, and MC Curtis Blow, one of hip-hop's founding fathers. Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th, it's Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Friday, January 13th, Anthony Hamilton, the North Carolina native. Saturday, January 14th, Stephen Scherer, Share the Love Music Tour. Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd, Come From Away. Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, it's Jim Gaffigan, the Dark Pale Tour. And Tuesday, January 31st at Deepak. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, the always popular Cats. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, December 2nd, Dave Koz and Friends. It's the 25th anniversary Christmas tour. More than two decades ago, Grammy nominee Dave Koz launched his first ever Christmas tour. Now, fans and families across the country await his arrival with the kind of anticipation formerly reserved for St. Nick himself, earning the saxophonist extraordinaire the nickname Santa Claus. That's at Memorial Auditorium. The Dessertery, a holiday dessert cafe, several dates throughout the month of December. Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, Handel's Messiah with the North Carolina Symphony, the perfect way to celebrate this holiday season. The Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale perform one of the most inspiring works of music ever conceived, May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, December 3rd, Carrie Ballet's Nutcracker. We invite you, if this is your first or your 100th time, to enjoy this classic holiday ballet. Set to Tchaikovsky's timeless score, amazing dancers are adorned with incredible costumes that portray magical dolls, dancing snowflakes, and the enchanting land of sweets. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, December 4th, Dance Art presents Nutcracker with a Twist. This version is a spin on the classical ballet, The Nutcracker, that not only celebrates the traditional ballet, but also incorporates all styles of dance, along with an entertaining quintet brass band and a cappella singers, Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 4th, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. And the show is called A Very Postmodern Christmas. One part celebration of vintage music and culture, one part Saturday Night Live for singers. A postmodern jukebox show is an unforgettable trip back in time that makes pop music history. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, December 7th, Finding Purpose presents Finding Christmas featuring John McLaughlin, a Christmas concert featuring Oscar-nominated American pop rock singer and songwriter John McLaughlin. Join us for this Christmas concert as we enjoy Christmas classics and celebrate the purpose of Christmas. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th, Holiday Pops with the North Carolina Symphony. There's no place like Maymandy Concert Hall for the holidays. Join the North Carolina Symphony and a special guest star vocalist at this festive concert full of holiday favorites and traditional carols you know and love. The Friday favorite show, of course, is at noon, then at 8 o'clock on Friday, two performances on Saturday, 3 and 8 o'clock, once again at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th at Memorial Auditorium, Theater in the Parks, A Christmas Carol. Saturday, December 10th, Storybook Tales presented by Raleigh Dance Theater. Rain and the Yellow Dress, inspired by the characters in local author Dr. Deanna Murphy's children's book and the stories of black ballerinas in the 20th and 21st century. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, December 13th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season. The Chorale's 170 voice symphonic choir, chamber choir, and youth choir, accompanied by brass ensemble, percussion, piano, and organ, return to Maymandy Concert Hall to sing the festive music of the season. Thursday, December 15th, the Wait stand-up tour. A night of stand-up comedy featuring some of Wait, Don't Tell Me's funniest panelists. They are a talented bunch, some of the most hilarious and insightful people in the country. This at Maymandy Concert Hall. December 16th through the 24th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. The Nutcracker was refreshed choreography by artistic director Zalman Raphael after Robert Weiss and the music of Tchaikovsky. The ballet will re-envision the Nutcracker for today's audiences while staying true to its historic roots. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 17 and 18, Raleigh Ringer's Holiday Concert. There's no better way to ring in the holidays than by joining the Raleigh Ringers for their annual holiday concerts at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. This holiday tradition will feature the group's unique interpretations of sacred, secular, and popular music, including a little bit of rock and roll. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, December 20th, Jim Brickman, A Very Merry Christmas. The multiple Grammy-nominated songwriter and piano sensation is back this festive season with his annual holiday tour. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then in January on the 7th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs from the North Carolina Symphony. On January 13th, The Steel Wheels from Pinecone. January 13 and 14, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances with the North Carolina Symphony. January 15th, George Lopez, OMG High Comedy Tour. January 20 and 21, Aretha, A Tribute. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Okay, moving to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs there start at 8, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Holly Jolly Joshua Show. The perfect show to get you in the holiday spirit. Spend your afternoon with the Ambassador of Joy and award-winning puppeteer Joshua Holden. Shows are at 9:45 on the 2nd and 11 a.m. on Saturday. December 3rd, that Motown band, the holiday concert. Do you love songs like Heat Wave, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Baby Love, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and My Girl? Do you love artists like Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, The Supremes, and The Four Tops? Then you are going to love this group of talented vocalists and musicians. That Motown band has been entertaining Motown fans for years. That show starts at 7. December 7th, Herb Albert and Lanny Hall, A Christmas Wish. Of course, Herb Albert, a legendary trumpet player, Albert's extraordinary musicianship has earned him 5 number one hits, 9 Grammy Awards, the latest from his 2014 album, Steppin' Out, 15 gold albums, 14 platinum albums, and has sold over 72 million records. And Lanny Hall, 2-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist and producer, has started her singing career in 1966 as the lead singer of the Sergio Mendes breakthrough group, Brazil 66. Saturday, December 10th, it's Triangle Youth Ballet, The Nutcracker. The group has been bringing you this hometown tradition since 1995, and the performances are at 11 and 3. Thursday, December 15th, Nutcracker, the magical Christmas ballet. This Christmas, bring the whole family back to a simpler time with Nutcracker, magical Christmas ballet. The show starts at 7. Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and his contemporaries. This is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. January 19th, Carolina Theater, Giggly Squad Live. January 20th and 21st, 123 Andres, Activate. January 21st, J.B. Smoove, Physical Therapy Tour. And January 26th, Noel Miller, Everything Is, Well, Messed Up. January 30th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, Trouble Is, 25th Anniversary Tour. Okay, we'll check out what's happening laughter-wise, starting with Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, it's Brian Simpson, the Short Wide Neck Tour. Wednesday, December 7th, Carlos Ballarta. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th, Kev on Stage, a.k.a. Kevin Fredericks. Thursday through Saturday, December 15th through the 17th, Rob Schneider. You know him, of course, from Saturday Night Live, among other performing entities. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, Jordan Fisher, of course, from North Carolina. Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, it is Dusty Slay. All shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Okay, at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Woodburn Avenue at the Village District. Tuesday, November 29th, Robin Shaw. Wednesday, November 30th, Sarah Hester Ross. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, David Koechner. Wednesday, December 7th, Eagle Witt. Thursday, December 8th, Morgan J. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th, Ali Sadiq. Wednesday, December 14th, Caleb Sinan. Thursday, December 15th, Andrew Cullen. Also coming up in December, Shuler King, Rodney Perry, Michael Pulisic, and Adam Caton Holland. Again, special note, all shows are 18 plus. PNC Arena, the lineup, Thursday, December 1st, Chris Tomlin, Mercy Me. Saturday, December 3rd, Reba McEntire, special guest Terry Clark. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Saturday, January 21st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Then Friday, February 17th, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's NHL Stadium Series matchup at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outside game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Again, Friday, February 17th, though, in prep for that game, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. And then, of course, a reminder, like I mentioned at the top of the show, Wednesday, May 10th, Lizzo and the Special Tour. Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater is once again hosting the Chinese Lantern Festival. The event is underway and runs through January 8th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. In addition to the lantern displays, there will be nightly performances at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 on the main stage. And once again, that show is currently underway nightly until January 8th, and the shows start or run from 6 to 10 p.m. That's the Chinese Lantern Festival. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.